Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
You know, I love the fact that as we're starting the radio show tonight, the first thing you said to me was an edict. It was, you said, you know, Julie, let's be funny tonight.
I know.
Let's be funny.
I know.
And you look at me in the eye as if you have no choice.
Yeah.
Be funny.
And that's always and like a kiss of death, isn't it?
Like, well, I have nothing to say now.
Now there's like, that's like too much pressure.
Yeah, it is too much pressure.
Yeah.
It's
because
too much pressure.
If we have to be funny, then I'm not going to be. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Because I'm like
that. Contrarian girl.
I'm that contrarian child.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And because deep down, you're a rebel.
Yes.
And
I like to go rogue.
You do.
James Bond and I would be great in bed together.
Yes, for sure, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe neither of us would please each other.
I think that would be it. I think he'd be it. Like, you know,
I'd like you to touch me here. No. I said no.
No.
I will not touch you there.
I'm 007. You should be touching me.
You should touch me here.
First of all, you're not sleeping with Sean Connery. That's not the Bond you're going to pick. I'm just sorry.
Oh, wait. Am I picking that little short dude?
The most recent one?
Yeah.
He's not that short.
Alexa. What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Well, you know that black guy, that Idris Elba?
Oh, thanks, Alexa. Thanks, Alexa. Yes.
I would. I'll take him as my James Bond.
Yes, and he doesn't talk like that. He has a much sexier voice than Sean Connery.
That's true.
Yeah.
Does that date me if I'm like in bed with the Sean Connery of the James Bonds?
Yeah, and it wouldn't be appropriate, I don't think. I don't think that would be your James Bond.
No.
Well, I don't know. As a kid, like my James Bond as a kid is Roger Moore.
Oh.
And I have no desire to sleep with Roger Moore.
Yeah. My James Bond as a kid is Sean Connery.
Yeah.
And I can remember in like From Russia with Love,
yeah.
He had a woman that was supposed to be his wife on the train.
Uh-huh.
And that was their cover.
Yes.
And he just smacked her around.
Oh, jeez.
And like that wouldn't fly nowadays.
No, it wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
I actually
And if some guy, you know, like smacked me around,
yeah, no,
I would just like smack him back,
yeah, and you keep him in the balls,
yeah.
You're like, I can't slap you because that wouldn't hurt as much as it would hurt me because you got more arm strength,
right.
But my knee to your groin will cause just as much pain,
right? And I just like, I'm a martial artist, I understand how balance goes, and I can just throw you over a bridge if I want to.
That's who you are?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I
did not know this about you, but it's good that all those YouTube videos on how to become a master martial
Aikido.
Artist.
Jiu-jitsu.
I love it. You know, good job, girlfriend. I'm proud of you. I had something happen to me this week that I was curious if it flies anymore. If this is inappropriate, but it felt good. It felt really good.
Tell me about
it. Okay, so I'm... So I guess today's show is about things that are, you're just not sure if you should feel good about anymore. I don't know. But like mayonnaise. I mean, can I feel good about it? Eggs are a good thing, but it's made with soybean oil. That's not so good for you. So, you know, how can I feel good about mayonnaise?
It's a plus and a minus, and that equals a net.
Just net.
A goose egg.
Mm-hmm. Not a golden goose egg.
Not a golden goose egg.
Not a bad goose egg.
Just a goose egg.
Potential is still there.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And then now that's what I'm going to say about where I am kicking James Bond.
In the goose eggs.
In those goose eggs.
Good. I like it. I like it a lot.
So tell me what happened
this
week.
Okay, so anyway, I saw the first Housewives of New York. That was very interesting.
Yes.
I'm kind of over all of them, but I pop in once in a while and see them. And I'm like, okay, they've gotten 6 months older. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A year older. And Dorinda was there, and we see her jogging in a park, and she's got legs up to here, and she's just fit. Dorinda, mm-hmm. Is it Dorinda?
Yeah, Dorinda.
I get her confused with Dorit.
No, different people. Yeah.
But anyway, a man runs by. And she's talking to her friend, who I think is a gay man. I think he's gay.
Yes.
Because she then says, oh, look at him. He's running with that shirt on. Oh, he's kind of hot, right? You're there for down for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. If men can't sexualize women running by, or maybe mm-hmm. they still can't. I don't know. I'm not sure if we can. I felt icky about it.
You did.
I did. I felt like, I don't know if this is appropriate to comment on somebody.
But see, I think it wasn't so much... that he was hunky, it was the fact that he had a man bun.
Yes.
And I think we're allowed to comment on man buns.
You can comment on man buns.
But that'd be like you walking by and I go, oh, she, look at her ponytail.
Yeah.
Now, that's not sexualizing someone.
No, but then she chooses to say, what would you think about waking up with to that man bun every, you know, in the morning? And he's like, oh, I can wake up to that man bun. Or were they saying man buns? They could be have been saying man buns.
OMG.
He was wearing a man bun.
Well, you know what?
Now I'm confused.
No, you just broke the code.
Oh, see, that's...
If a guy is wearing a man bun, he's telling you, you can put your, you know what, in my man buns.
You do not know that.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You do not know that.
Oh, I do. That's code.
My finger? In the man bun? Or like...
Who said finger?
Well, I don't know. It could be anything.
Right.
You
just,
that your man bun is open for... Or does
business.
It mean...
It's open for business.
Or does it mean that my man bun is tight? There's nothing going on in there.
That's right. Like, see my man bun? Only I can touch my man bun.
I got so much hairspray in my man bun, nothing's getting in.
That's right.
There's no flyaway hairs there. Yeah. I have no idea. So anyway... Okay, that was one thing. I thought, well, I felt a little uncomfortable about Dorinda sexualizing this guy running.
Yeah.
Now, he was barely in clothes.
I understand you.
He was barely in clothes.
Right.
Because we have a guy runner that used to live in our neighborhood that when he had a body of a god.
He was an Adonis.
He really was.
Yeah.
He
and
wasn't
then he moved.
Overly. Yeah, he moved across the lake. Mm-hmm. I think he still lives across the lake.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen him run.
But
he had a back injury. He was getting kind of older.
He was beautiful.
Yes.
But he was cruel.
He knew
he was beautiful.
And we knew he was cruel.
And he was cruel. But when he ran in like latex.
No, he ran
spandex
in and very little shorts.
Very little, but
topless.
But they were topless, but they were like tight.
Yeah, and sometimes
you
wear like runner shorts back in the day, you know.
Really?
Sometimes.
You could see the outline of everything.
But the problem was you just felt that he was naked. And you also felt like... Mm-hmm.
And nothing jiggled.
No, no.
When he ran.
It wasn't like seeing a guy who has a dad bod. Yeah, maybe a couple pounds overweight. Normal. Wouldn't turn it down. Wouldn't kick it out of bed. But just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or even a normal runner's body.
Mm-hmm.
Normal runner, I don't think twice about it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, he's a runner.
You could say he's got the runner's body.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
But this was like if a god came to Earth and decided to jog.
Yes, he's exactly right. Exactly what it is. And so your first initial reaction is, does anybody see me blushing? I'm blushing.
Yeah. Does anybody see, I'm trying not to look.
I'm trying to look, yeah. But obviously he is running in front of me,
yeah.
And I'm supposed to look.
Right.
I have to look. And I mean, obviously he has not had a carb in like a decade. I'm not sure. And the great thing about him, he wasn't like big, like the Rock big.
Oh, no.
He was built.
No, that wouldn't turn me on.
No.
Yeah. No, but The Rock turns me on.
Yeah, because he liked his personality,
I like The Rock.
Yes.
He's my friend.
So then on Friday.
But I would not, you know, go to bed with him.
No.
As if I would be like Sean Connery.
Right. Oh, gosh. And so on Friday, taking the trash out, and I'm hearing the fact that our trash guy's coming early. I don't like to keep our trash out in the morning and like at 6 o'clock and have a stay out there all day.
No, because the deer will get it. The
possums,
wolves will get it.
Yeah.
Possums.
Skunks.
Any kind of animal.
Of
yeah.
Yeah. The crows. They like to have a field day with it.
Mm-hmm. It was a murder of crows.
And so it's 9:30 and I'm like, what the hell? I hear him. So I know.
You rush around. You're screaming.
I'm screaming. I'm rushing around, getting trash out. And I meet the trash guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's new. I know our trash guy.
Yeah.
And this is a new guy.
We've
I'm like,
had
hey,
our trash guy for years.
How you doing? And he's talking. He comes out and talks to me. And the first thing he says is, hey, sweetie. And I'm like, and this he's in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right. Go, hey. I'm just like, hey, how you doing? And I go, are you now our new guy? Or are you just, he goes, no, I'm just subbing your guys on vacation. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And I go, yeah, because I usually hear him, and I bring out the trash and all this stuff.
Yeah, because really, that's how he knows us. So we'll hear him, and then he goes by.
Yes,
and then he gives us time to go out.
Yeah,
and then he comes back.
I don't know
that's
why.
That's our MO. Yeah,
and I slip him $5 here and there.
Yeah,
you know, we take
care.
We're
good to him.
Yeah, we're
Come
good
on,
to him.
We're good to him.
I ask him how his biking tour went. You know, I feel we have a relationship.
Yeah.
And then also, too, I feel I feel, because of my relationship with my trash man, that if I happen to be dead in my house being eaten by my dog, eventually he would come into my house and look for me.
Yes.
Like, you know, this is 2 weeks
this
in a row.
This is 2 weeks that she hasn't brought the trash out. That's not her.
That's not her. Something's going down. Mm-hmm. I at least should knock on the front door.
Knock, 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 knock. And Julie.
He would see my body and my dog with a red face and like, ooh. But at least I wouldn't be there for a month.
Yeah. Two weeks.
I'm making an emotional deposit into my trash man's heart just by meeting him every week.
Right.
That's my goal. And so I feel I've covered that basic.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Yeah. So then I'm talking to him, young kid, like in his 20s, maybe late 20s. And I know it can get confusing out here because there's no straight streets. There's every street curves. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'm from Chicago. I go, oh, really? We're from the suburbs. You know, I've lived in Wooddale, Itasca. What's the one down south?
Bolingbrook,
thank you. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, I have no idea where those are at. I lived in South Chicago. I'm like, I live in Chicago. I'm like, oh. He goes, this is a culture shock. Because I live by Midway.
A culture. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, my Nona and Nora are from South Side of Chicago.
Yeah, and I should have said that.
I mean, this would have been a culture shock.
Exactly. And I go, oh. I go, he goes, so yeah, like I get lost here really quickly, but I try and download my app and where to go. And then I was parked there in the corner to figure it out. And then I saw you bring your trash out. So I knew that you wanted me to pick up your trash.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and here I am, sweetie, I'm picking up your trash. And then he called me gorgeous. And then he called me honey. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do with this. You're calling me gorgeous. And I feel
nice. Is that what they do in the city?
And I go,
South side of Chicago?
Before this, I said, hey, well, have you seen the bison yet? The bison. And he goes, no, the bison. I go, well, just across the street, you know.
Got 1,000 acres.
Are you living in Dixon now? And he's probably thinking I'm picking him up. I'm not. He's in his 20s. But we're just having a normal Northern Illinois conversation.
That's
here.
So true, right?
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
If you wait a second, I got some fresh cookies bacon.
That's right. That's exactly how we are.
Yeah. And he's like, everybody's so nice out here.
He goes, I don't understand this. You're so nice.
And so I said, yeah, we got, 75 head of bison just roaming over 1,000 acres across the way. On a weekend, you should discover more of the area. You'll be probably pretty happy to see that there's a lot going on in this area. Mm-hmm. He's like, wow, this is awesome. And he goes, well, gorgeous, I'll see you later. And I'm like, okay. And I wondered how my expression was on my face.
Yeah.
Did I look confused?
Yeah.
Happy? Sweet? Yeah. I go, well, you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Handsome? I don't know. What did I tell you?
But isn't that awesome, though? Like, here's the thing. Aren't you just, I'm tickled pink that your response was, because that's what mine would have been. Oh, it's so sweet of you, you know, instead of don't call me sweetheart.
Don't call me that.
Don't call me gorgeous. It's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just grateful that we're not that thin skinned.
Yes, because I want to be able to handle a compliment.
Yeah.
From the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Knowing that it means absolutely nothing.
I like it when people, like, a guy calls, well, oh, Missy, right, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just like anything that's just sweet like that, I have no problem with it.
Well, when I go to Dollar General, there's a couple of girls in there, younger women, who will call me hun, you know, and I go, aw, I feel so sweet by it.
Yeah.
And I know that there are other people, and their state is valid as well. I says, I just hate that. It's not professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah, but
it's unempowering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't call me that. And I'm like, okay, maybe it tells you more about you than it does the other person. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's nice. Or maybe I'm sending out I did happen to run out in a low-cut top without a bra because I was not expecting him to come in. Maybe that was my, that was like, he was like,
hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing? Maybe that was a problem. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Maybe she's open to it.
Could have been. He goes, I like cougars. Like, not this cougar. But I had an embarrassing moment this week, and I didn't ignite inside. I was exceptionally embarrassed, and inside I just kept on hearing my voice say, I see jokes, people. You know, like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
This is a joke, Julie. This is a joke.
It was so good because this is our tagline, right? We go, I see jokes, people. That should be our tagline for Life of the Girlfriends. But it's so funny. We met a guy the other day who said, hey, I listened to your podcast.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, really? He goes, yeah. And it was great.
Like, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you girl.
It was great.
Oh, I get it. Say that.
And then we walk away and we go like, hey, should this be?
That's our tagline.
Maybe that's our tagline.
It was great.
Maybe something that we've been doing for 10 years.
I go.
Maybe that should be our tagline.
Exactly. So I had to go and up our insurance for business and so forth. And
exactly. That was a hassle.
Yes, it was. And been dealing with that and had to drive 2 hours to do it. For whatever reason, our insurance agent is 2 hours away from our house. That's just fine. So
and in another state.
Yeah. So I get there, and I'll tell you about the drive there in a second. But I get in there, and I have to go to the bathroom. So I decide to go to the bathroom right away. Mm-hmm. And I...
Before you even see him?
Oh, yeah. I walk in. The secretary meets me right away. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm here for so-and-so. He goes, I'll go call him. I go, well, just wait a second because I got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. And I go to the bathroom, wash my hands, read the little sign that says, do not throw toilet paper or feminine products in the toilet. And I said, but I, what else am I going to do with my shampoo? I carry shampoo to throw into the toilet. Why can't I throw it in the toilet?
What?
That's a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke. And so
I see jokes, people. Yeah. I don't get it.
And
all
so
the
I'm
time,
washing
but...
my hands, and they have no paper towels, and their dryer is half ass.
Like instead of going, ooh, it's just blowing on you.
Yes.
Barely blowing
and
on
so
you.
And so what I've come to realize is that that study that came out that said these dryers literally pump out bacteria into the rest of the bathroom, and so they're not the healthiest things in the world. And so I think every bathroom has turned down the volume on their dryers. So
I did not know that study.
I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I heard. So I walk out of the bathroom, and my hands are 45% dry.
Mm-hmm.
And who happens to be right there?
Oh, no.
With his hand out.
No. No.
And I go, do I claim arthritis? I go, oh, I don't shake hands. Or do I do the Paul Harvey salute? Oh, hey. You know, no.
I've been saluting lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good. And then
Julie.
You know, your body just automatically,
whoa.
Oh, someone's giving me the hand to shake.
Oh, no.
Here's my hand.
So
and I said, I go, yes, I just did go to the bathroom, but I did wash my hands, and they're just not dried.
Oh, no.
I'm just like.
Oh, that was.
It's horrible.
I don't want to hear this.
It was horrible. Oh. But inside, I'm like laughing hysterically at myself.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
And what are you going to do?
My thought. This is just easy. A man should not be waiting right at the outside the
yes.
bathroom door for a girl.
Exactly. That's what it was.
That's on him.
That's on him.
That's on him.
And if I had fecal matter on my hands.
Exactly.
It's on him. It's on him. If there was some kind of transfer, it's on him. Well,
embarrassed for you.
And you know,
I mean, I can just picture, you know, like I'll just. What if it just like was wet and slimy? And
It was. It was wet and slimy. It wasn't, you know. But what was weird is that in my head, I'm running scenarios on how to deal with his handshake in these split seconds.
Yeah.
But my hand is automatically muscle memory.
Oh my God.
Going out into meeting it.
Yeah.
And like, there's another part of my brain going, don't go.
And you should have just kept going and did the Paul Harvey salute.
Paul Harvey salute. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Just wash my hands.
as you sprayed him.
Yeah, like, phew.
Oh, Jewel.
Yeah.
You know, that was really, that day was kind of a horrible day, you mm-hmm. know. And here's the thing. It was, I believe it was a Wednesday, wasn't it? Or was it Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. And we just started out, you know, we dropped the dog off.
Yeah.
And to get him groomed.
Yeah.
So it was like 7:30 and we were going to have a great day, weren't we?
Yeah.
We had all this stuff planned. We were going to do a lot of stuff. And then we get this call from the insurance agent saying, hey, if you can come now, I can get this done for you.
Right.
And so we had just dropped Elliot off.
Gratefully,
and it's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
And we went,
why not?
We had coffee. We thought, okay,
let's
go.
Do it. And it was interesting because at that moment we were debating about getting the traditional
yes.
road trip crap, yeah. right?
Yeah, yeah. We and, were so good.
You know, I'm like, well, I'm kind of in keto right now. I don't want to do it. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. We're just going to drive there. And yeah. you were like, no problem, Julie.
Yeah.
Let's not do it. We don't need
no.
to do it.
No, it's only 2 hours. We can make this you know, trip.
Yeah.
And
we'll talk.
Yeah. And about 20 minutes before we get to Iowa. Mm-hmm. So we're into this trip about an hour and a half or so, a little bit more. We get a call from Norm. Mm-hmm. Normano. And he says that the words that truckers never want to hear,
right,
which is because it always means trouble. There's never a good ending to this,
nope.
which is I just been DOT'd.
Yes.
And so he said, I've got several things that they, you know, got wrong with the truck. I got ticketed and they shut me down for 10 hours.
Right.
And then he said, can you come and drive for me?
Right.
To switch trucks. You know, so we went to finish out the trip with the insurance.
Right.
Did not know about the hand thing.
Right.
Which is yes. great, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of heading into kind of odd parts of town, you know, where they're a little old and kind of crappy. And
right.
the lights are blinking yellow instead of red, yellow, and green. And we come across this little old tiny Dollar General. Mm-hmm. And I went... Fuck it. Pull in there, Jules.
And I'm like, okay, I'm doubling down.
At this day, yeah. at this moment, I know it's going to be a long effing
yes.
day.
And it was.
And so we got cookies. We got Cheetos.
Yes.
We got Munchums.
Yes.
We got cheese for protein.
Yes, and we have the balance. But you know what did it for me?
What?
You said to me, which...
I was going to say this.
Oh, go for it.
I was going to say this.
Okay.
Julie's loading up the van.
And I'm feeling a little guilty. Bags.
She is feeling guilty.
I go, maybe I shouldn't do this. I haven't opened up any container yet.
No.
I'm like, you know, maybe
and
I should.
And you did buy cheese, so we would
yeah,
did,
I could
okay.
just have cheese.
Right.
I could just have
and
cheese.
And I said, Julie, just to let you know, today is Fat Tuesday,
and tomorrow
Lent starts.
I go, conscience cleared.
Went,
conscience is cleared.
She went, mic drop.
Mic drop.
Done.
I can do this with a clear conscience for tomorrow. I know. I will go in with Lent
yes.
clean.
You would have done Mardi Gras.
I would have done
so
Mardi Gras.
So that was our Mardi Gras.
That's right.
And so we did have a... Oh, my God, that day was horrible. I'm sorry.
No, but it wasn't as horrible if we would have had Elliot with us.
That's true.
I mean, he
that
would have made
grateful.
It just... I would, because you would have felt guilty that he was in this crate for so long, and we would have had to walk him. And it was freezing
yeah,
that day.
It was really...
It was 5 yeah. degrees yeah. with wind chill of negative 15.
But the wind was bad. It was like yeah. 60 mile an hour winds at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it was just horrible.
It was just a bad day all the way around. And so, we drove to Dad. He was at a repair shop because he couldn't move until he got all the stuff done that was ticketed.
Right.
You know, things like that. And then once that was done, you got in the truck and drove to his pickup.
Right,
and,
right.
And we followed you, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But at 9:30 at night, 1:30 for you, right?
Right.
You go get home and the next day is, well, which was interesting because the next day was the first day of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. Ash Wednesday. I turn on CNN. And my little boy, Chris Cuomo, he's got the ashes on his head,
yep.
on his forehead.
Yep.
He's doing a show. And I had just seen Mark Wahlberg. He and his wife, they were doing something, and they had the ashes. And here's the thing. When I was a little girl, mm-hmm. we just got like a little thumbprint of ashes.
Right.
But these guys are great. Big black crosses now.
Yes.
I don't know what happened
right.
to the Catholic Church that we went from little tiny ashes, which mm-hmm. was just fine.
Yes.
They'd stay on your forehead all day
yeah.
to like, oh no, you can see me coming.
Right.
I got this big dark crosses of ashes.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know.
And don't offer me meat or sugar because those are two things I've given up.
Is that true?
Not me personally.
Chris said he was giving
No, I'm just, most Catholics,
yeah.
you can have fish.
Yeah.
They've pulled it. They've kind of reeled in the reins a little bit on this stuff.
But, you know, when we were kids, though, or I remember we were taught to give up something for Lent.
Yeah.
It was.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
And the thing is, in the old days, it really had to be a sacrifice. But nowadays, people go, they give up stuff that they want to give up. So that they use it as an
extra motivator.
Yeah,
I understand.
It's like, you know, hey, I'm giving up sugar for Lent, you know, and you want to.
Yeah,
you want to not.
You do,
but
you
in
want
the
to.
But like, for example, when I was a kid, I would give up my milk money. I got 7 cents a day for. It was, here's how it went: 5 cents for white milk, 6 cents for an orange drink, and 7 cents for chocolate milk.
Okay,
and in the old days, my mom would give me a nickel for milk. But on the weekends, I would go to my grandparents' house, which was like 8 houses down, and I'd gamble with them. Mm-hmm. We played Penny Ante.
Right.
And so I don't know how this happened, but I always won. I think that...
I don't know how grandma and grandpa kept losing all the time. I don't know.
But it always worked out that I would make like 10 extra cents, which meant that I could get chocolate milk each day.
Aw. So, because your mom wasn't cheap and she was not giving you milk for...
Oh, hell no.
No.
She'd give me a nickel. And I'd be... You better be happy to have that nickel.
Right.
So...
Well, that was nice.
So what I would do is I would save all my money from Lent until Easter and buy my family... Oh, my milk money from Lent until Easter and buy my family whatever I could, which was usually Peeps. I could afford Peeps.
And for Easter, you'd buy your family something sweet for Easter?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's what I would do.
I thought you were going to say you'd buy pagan babies then.
No, I bought pagan babies.
This is
in addition.
An act of generosity to your family.
Yeah.
You're like, I will sacrifice and then treat my family something special.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So they appreciate it. Oh, and they get the
Peeps. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, they'd like, what? But I'm not saying that I gave up milk, because I had white milk.
Right.
I kept the 2 pennies.
Oh, I see.
And in addition to whatever I was gambling with on the weekends.
Right.
And whatever money I would have, I'd buy Peeps.
Yeah, I see.
Because there was usually about a dozen Peeps in a bag or something like that. Yeah.
Very cool.
And that was what I did. But that hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to have chocolate milk.
You weren't giving it up for sacrifice. You really wanted it, and you didn't want... It wasn't going to be like a lasting change.
No, I mean,
like,
it was truly a sacrifice, though.
It would be... In some ways, it would be like me saying at this moment that... I don't know. You can only have one pillow when you sleep at night. Like, but I need 3 or 4 to sleep comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't plan on ever giving up my pillows. Mm-hmm. Nope. You must sacrifice to show, you know, you're going to get one pillow.
For Lent.
For Lent.
Got it.
And then if I did that, which I'm not planning on doing, by the way, I'm being a coward and saying I'm once again not having sugar because I don't want to have sugar.
Great analogy, Julie. I get it. And then at the end of Lent, you give everybody a bunch of pillows.
Exactly. Here's your Lent pillow. Oh, by the way, my dog has had sex with it.
Yeah, poor Elliot's giving up pillow humping for Lent.
So we hope, but that is not the case. I've already seen him break that promise.
But or at least here's one thing I will not sacrifice during Lent is Elliot's Benadryl every night.
No.
Yeah.
No, and he needs that for his, you know, his allergies.
And I need it for
calm his butt down.
Calm his butt down at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Shut that down for at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
I was going, he's on my last nerve. Give the little boy his Benadryl.
For sure. I know last week we talked about documentaries, so I'm not going to bring up any documentaries, which is good because I don't know any documentaries. But I was watching a new show this week, and I've kind of fallen in love with it. It brings a smile to my face.
Is it what I'm thinking of?
Whiskey Cavalier.
Yes! I love that show.
I love this show.
Does it remind you of Greg? It reminds me of your brother, Greg.
Well, because what's the guy's name? It's Scott Foley.
Scott Foley. But yeah, I'll tell you why I love this show.
Okay.
We we don't see it together, but I'm the one that told you about it, thank God.
Are you sure about that?
Or was it the opposite?
It was the opposite.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, actually. But it reminds me of Greg because the nuance is that he's a spy or whatever. He's in the FBI or CIA. And he's really good and cool, but he's really sensitive.
Yes.
He's like a sensitive guy. You know, he's like
a high emotional IQ.
Yeah. And that makes him different than a lot of other men. Players.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's a great show.
One reason why I love it so much, it's filmed, I think, unless it's all CGI, it's filmed in Europe. And so
I think it's Canada.
You think it's CGI? Then it's all filmed in Montreal.
Because I think it's Canada.
It's all, could be. I don't know. Could be. But my girl from The Walking Dead is in it, and so I find it great.
The cast is awesome and
they
fun.
They play great music. Music's like I would love, and I love it because there are times they're playing my generational music, but sung in German.
If they're in Austria,
Austrians are singing it. Yeah, exactly. The Germans are singing it,
right.
And I go, "This is just lovely." But I was watching it the other day, and I was shocked by it because. And I've seen this pattern going on, and it's a pattern that's bugging me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I commented, this is months and months ago, Aisha Tyler was on Bravo's show, Watch What Happens Live, with Andy Cohen, right? Mm-hmm. And she has to do, password for people, I see a person's name, and then the other person has to guess.
Clues.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I give clues. And so they're all housewives. And so the one that comes up is who's the girl who does Don't Be Tardy for the Party? Don't Be Tardy?
Yeah, her.
What's her name?
I know her, yeah.
Okay. Blonde woman.
Yeah.
White.
Right.
Okay. So her name comes up, and she is struggling on describing this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly who she is.
Yeah.
Now, there's already been other Atlanta housewives on there, but she comes up and she's like, and I'm like, how about the white, the only white housewife in Atlanta? I mean, there really is the easiest way possible.
Black. Yeah, except.
And then you're like, I know. Yeah. Kim.
Kim Zolciak. Yeah.
Kim Zolciak. I'm like, I would have gotten that.
Yeah.
But she was, she's no longer on it. And, you know, and I'm like, she has a song. And she's like, and I have no idea. The only white Atlanta
housewife.
Boom.
Boom. Done.
Done.
Yeah.
And it's not racist.
No.
We don't have to be blind to race. We're all connected.
Yeah.
We're going to explain more than that in a second because I want to share that idea that we're all connected, if that's okay with you, Mom.
Sure.
So then I...
No, it's not okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm watching Whiskey Cavalier, and there's one scene in it, and the two lead characters are trying to grab a hostage they have to take alive, and there's a fight going out, and then an assassin comes into the picture, and she's like a Grace Jones kind of figure, just fierce, you know, and
Grace Jones-ish.
And Grace Jones-ish.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, hint. Right, exactly. And which would have been an appropriate way to describe her.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up throwing, fire, bullets everywhere, and she kills the hostage and then takes off. Well, in another scene, she ends up showing up again, and the way they described her was, yes, the blonde from the previous, the blonde that almost got you, is here, and she's going to get your hostage again, or a different hostage.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell was the blonde?
Yeah. The blonde assassin.
The blonde assassin. I'm like, who is that? Who's the blonde assassin?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, don't tell me.
No.
This is how you're described. You guys, you're in the business of describing people.
Yeah, facial recognition, body recognition.
It would have been okay
saying,
to say.
The blonde wig.
Yeah, the blonde girl. I want the blonde woman. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
And I had to think. I would not even thought she had blonde hair.
No. She had streaks.
She had streaks, but they weren't blonde. They're more red. Okay? Let's just face it.
And we have to be so damn politically correct
that's
now.
That's how I felt. I felt I would not have known who that person you were describing.
And
if you would have gone, the Grace Jones looking woman, I would have gone, Dawn, know it. Got she's it. All in leather.
Right.
And she's fierce looking.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I got it.
That's ridiculous.
The blonde, I think of Heather Locklear. I go, where's Heather Locklear at? I go, where's she at? You know, I'm like, oh, she's not around here. You know, maybe that's my racist brain. I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
So if anybody, you know, so that was my thing. I was shocked by that. Would my run be shocked by that?
Yeah. I did not pay attention to that, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah. It just bugged me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because I love that show. And now that I know that they're trying to be so politically correct.
To the detriment of the, you know, of the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for someone in the in the audience that has a bomb or has the biohazard that they're going to drop and possibly kill all of Paris.
And if that person was black and had a big beard, you would not say the one that parts his hair to the right.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes, exactly.
You might want to just...
Or you wouldn't describe the guy as like, oh, you know, the guy with the beard that looks like Duck Dynasty. Like, oh, well, yeah, there he is. I go, that doesn't look like... Well, he has a beard. He's bearded. I'm like, oh, that's how you're going to choose to describe him? I'm like, okay. You know, let's just be more real. You know, let's be more real.
I hear you, girl.
That was my pet peeve.
I hear you.
So can I talk about what I've also been doing this week?
Yes.
For whatever reason, we were YouTubing together. Oh, I know.
We've had so much snow that we've had to be YouTubing.
No, it's so not true this week. What happened was this. Because I don't get the computer analytics. Because a lot of times after I make a purchase or after I'm a member of something, then I get advertisements about that thing.
Right, which is kind of...
It's a little off because I'm already the customer.
100%.
You want me, new customers. Yeah.
Like I bought a pair of shoes. Why am I getting ads for shoes? I already just bought a pair.
From that same company.
Talk to me in 3 months.
Perry Topsider?
Yeah.
Sperry Topsiders, yeah. Those boat shoes?
Right.
We'll go on there, make a purchase, and then all you get is advertisements for that.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. I just bought it. I'm your customer. Don't worry about it.
The analytics are not quite there just yet. They've got to do a little bit better job. Closing the door?
Yes.
Your man Elliot's barking at some deer.
Squirrel,
or whatever.
Deer, yeah, possum. Whatever. I saw a possum in our neighborhood the other day eating a loaf of bread.
Oh. I thought you were going to say another animal.
No, a loaf of bread.
Thank God.
I'm sorry. It was white. It wasn't brioche or whole wheat. They just threw out a loaf of white bread.
He's like,
what?
I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay. So I had heard, I was listening to WGN late night, and they were mentioning about this YouTube video of, speaking of possums, of this giant tarantula eating a possum.
Mm-hmm.
So then I wanted to show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm showing you this video of this tarantula, the tarantula is the size of, I don't know, a
huge.
Play. It's huge.
Huge.
The possum is a real live big possum.
Yeah.
And the tarantula
is bigger than this.
Yeah, yeah. It's scary. I would run.
I don't even know, like a hassock, the size of a hassock.
Yes. And
if anybody knows what a hassock is nowadays.
And a footstool. I don't know. What do you call it? Yes, exactly.
It's a hassock, people.
A hassock. And so I'm showing you, and then we get an advertisement for Gaia, which is interesting because we already have Gaia. We're members of Gaia, and my Rodney Yee yoga guy, I love that. And it showed Greg Braden and his show, a new season of his show.
Missing Links.
Yeah. And you're like, what's this? I go, it's Missing Links on Gaia. Mm-hmm. I love Greg Braden. We've got to watch it.
I do love Greg Braden.
So we have literally been binging on at different times on Missing Links and Greg Braden.
Yeah.
And one
How many hours was it? 30? 30
no,
episodes.
Well, we're at episode 17, and they're 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. But they're like 30 episodes, I think,
total?
Altogether.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you decide that you're going to do this within 1 or 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I'm grateful you have,
yeah,
because everything else has gone away.
Right.
Of of background TV watching.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen you watch Father Brown in a while.
No.
I haven't seen you watch any other of Mrs. Maples or Marple's.
Miss Marple.
Yes. No.
Agatha Christie, ABC Murders.
Nothing like that.
Miss Fisher's Mud.
No, nothing like that. No documentaries.
No.
You've been doubling down.
Doubling down on the Gaia.
On the Gaia, Greg Braden.
That's right.
And it's so informative and information. He's just like, whoa.
It's beautiful, right?
But he comments on there that they believe, scientists are now believing, because most of us, we're mostly just space in between all of our molecules.
Mm-hmm.
Just space.
Mm-hmm.
And we're energy and, electrical currents, all this stuff. I threw in the electrical currents. I'm not sure about that, but that's what it looks like to me.
Some of us take up more space than others.
Yeah, exactly. But he says if you, the moment before the Big Bang, everything, the whole universe,
everything
would fit so tightly and compact and weigh so much, but it would be like the heaviest pea in the world.
Size of a pea. That's right.
And it would weigh, I don't know, a billion pounds. I don't know. It'd be very, he didn't say. It would weigh a lot.
I missed that part.
Yeah, it would be very heavy.
Okay.
It'd be very
heavy. I missed that part. I saw the size of a pea part, but.
But so, and the reason why he's telling you this, because they've done experiments, and we know this, that with photons, a photon that was at one point connected to another photon, and then you separate that photon, if you move one photon, the other photon moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making the connection that these two photons are still connected, even though they're no longer connected.
Right.
And so in this pea, this green pea, we are all connected.
Yes.
We are all, every single one of us, everything, every star, everything in the universe,
everything
before the Big Bang,
yes,
is connected.
Right.
And so once it explodes, Big Bang happens, and the expansion begins, we're still all connected. And so that's why when something is over here is the butterfly effect, really. Mm-hmm. You flap your wings over here, or hurricane over there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all connected. And so, and I just found that
beautiful
and fascinating.
Yes.
And he's also in this documentary, this show, I can't really call it a documentary, talking about how they have, you were messing with me because you were ahead of the shows than I was.
Right.
I turned it on while cleaning the kitchen up and doing other stuff.
Right.
And you said, have you heard about the oops yet? I go, the oops?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on. Have you heard about the oops yet?
Mm-hmm.
I go, no, what are the oops? And you said, out of place artifacts?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, wouldn't that be like Oopa or something?
No, it was Oop Art.
Oop Art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of place art.
Or no, out of place artifacts. It's just concise.
Oh, God. Oops.
Instead of art, artifacts, it's just art.
Oh, out of place art.
Right.
Artifacts.
Right.
God. Oh.
Right.
Okay. And so they're called oops.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to the episode and I said, no, I haven't heard about this yet. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my gosh, they found a microchip embedded into a rock that literally is about a million years old.
Right. Two million.
They have no idea why.
Right.
There's no reason for this.
Right.
It's an oops. An out of place artifact.
And there's many of those.
Yes.
Did you see the episode finally?
I did.
Okay.
And what I thought was wild was there's one episode, this one scene of this, basically like a pitchaxe.
Yes. Yes.
And you know how you'll see a tree and it's like someone threw a bicycle up in its limb, and over like 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the tree has grown around and the bike is literally embedded into the tree?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this was like.
Mm-hmm.
This rock or this was embedded. I mean, it wrapped itself around the wood handle.
Yes.
And the metal handle, metal part of this pickaxe.
Yeah.
And they said it's so old, the wood has turned to coal almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's how old it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is freaky.
Yeah.
Because we're being shown in so many different ways that the universe, that our civilization is older than we think it is.
Right.
And then he brings up this idea that, he talks about Darwin. In my mind, I was going to say Damien. No, not Damien, Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
and how natural selection, we evolved through many, many generations, and we've come from Neanderthal man to end up being like us, and we evolved from monkeys and gorillas, you know, all that stuff, mm-hmm. from apes. And he's like, you know, he mentioned that he goes, there's a lot of, he goes, here's where they think we're at. And they show us this graph mm-hmm. of how we evolve, supposedly.
Right.
He says, now see the green lines? That's what we've proven. And you see those dotted lines? Those are the missing links. Like, we don't, we assume this is what
happened.
We're
making jumps.
But we're making jumps.
Right.
And then I had a mind blown. Because I'm like, that's what missing link means? Like, I've always heard the word missing links.
Right.
But it means literally we don't have proof. We're just making a jump.
Right.
We haven't found the missing link yet. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so what they were, what he was talking about, he was doing these, looking at this data, and basically we are more like, exactly like Cro-Magnon.
I think it's Pat Cro-Magnon.
Magnum. Yeah. Yeah, Magnum. Yeah.
It's like French, I think. Oh, M-A-G-N-O-N.
And we're very close to them. And they just arrived one day.
Mm-hmm. Like 2,000 years ago, I think, wasn't it?
No.
Or 200,000 years ago?
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did just arrive.
And we don't know how.
And the reason we did find a little baby girl, remember?
Yes.
But we were able to get toe DNA. Mm-hmm. And we today have the exact DNA or the exact chromosome configuration.
Yes.
As Cro-Magnon.
Yeah.
We don't have the exact configuration as the gorillas. No. Or Neanderthal.
Right, like we really are a different species.
We are a different species
we
than don't, those.
We did not evolve
from
that.
We did not evolve. We have the same exact genetic, you know, chromosomal makeup as this little girl from 200,000 years
yes.
ago.
And so I was like, well, this is powerful.
Yes.
Because I've been, and they he also talked about how we thought civilization started at 6,000 years ago, but we're finding out these new archaeological digs are dating back much more, you know, further than that.
Way back.
And it was interesting because
we're only limited by how good
our technology is
to determine that.
And we're only limited on how we see the world.
Right.
Because
our perspective is so important, isn't it?
It is. If, I mean, you used to tell me all the time that you don't know what you're looking at until you know you're looking at it. And that the Native Americans, when Columbus was coming over, they didn't know what was coming around because they hadn't seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like shocked and they're like, what's this?
Mm-hmm. Well, when they looked at the ocean, they didn't actually see the ships because they had never seen ships before.
This kind of
and
ships
so,
with the sails.
But it wasn't, so it wasn't in their field of vision.
Right.
To see it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then there are times, and I understand it more with like bird analogies, in the sense of the first time you see pelicans in a group flying high, you know, but you're like, what is that? I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Because they reflect the light so differently. Yeah. And you're just like, don't know what you're seeing. And then all of a sudden, they land, and you're like, this is the first time we have pelicans in mm-hmm. Northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now they migrate this year, and we see them. I mean, when did we first see them? 10 years ago?
10 years ago. And
they weren't here
come.
Before.
No. Mm-mm.
They were not here before.
We were not in their migratory pattern.
No, and now we have tons of pelicans coming by.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome. So I think that's, so you don't know what you're looking at. And then that last night on National Geographic, this one man, he's doing a show on the Maya civilization that was lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology they have now is they can x-ray an area from above or mm-hmm. they remove all the trees. It shows you a picture without trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, this has been game changing
mm-hmm.
because they've seen structures that have been covered. You don't even notice it because it's such a thick, dense rainforest.
Right, right.
But the Mayas have built many, many structures mm-hmm. and they've gone to war and, you know, and the weird thing is they don't have, a lot of times they're not built next to water sources because they have, what's that word?
Aqueducts? Aquifers?
Yeah, but it's more as a C word, it's a Spanish word. It's those holes that you know, you go diving in, and it's like a cave filled with mm-hmm. water. Mm-hmm. And they're just all over the place, and that's where you get your water from, you know, and so forth.
Not cisterns, right?
No.
Okay.
My bad. I know this word. I love this word. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a kind of a strong word to use.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You've seen those iconic pictures of where you're jumping into a hole and you get down below and then it's like a whole other world down there. It opens up to a big cave. Okay. Never mind. Don't worry.
But I think I've seen like caves with water in them and stuff like that.
I'm going to Google it because I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I'll Google cave with water.
And then you'll find the name of the word. And
possibly. I could be wrong.
Google it, girl.
But yeah, so that was... So that was interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the world is getting...
We should be
bigger
excited.
Bigger and bigger and bigger.
We should be excited.
I'm excited because I've been also feeling so discouraged about politics mm-hmm. and people really hating each other.
Yeah, and everything's
so... tribal.
And so divisive. And yeah, right now we're reading a book called Tribes.
Yes.
Actually... Tribes is reading us. We got it on Audible, so we're hearing it from Alexa whenever she turns it on. But it really is about, like, not only are we divided politically, but then we're kind of wanting to be into tribes.
You know,
like, oh, you're the people that like Diet Coke. Oh, you're the people that like Cherry Coke.
Right.
Oh, you know, you're the people that likes to wear the rubber bracelets that show you're cleaning up the ocean.
Right.
You know? I mean, everybody has their special tribe.
Exactly. Okay.
You're trying to find the word, aren't you?
Yeah. I can't tell
just
you.
Just give up.
I'm going to give up.
Let her go.
Oh, is it cenotes?
I don't know that word.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't know that word. I mean, I think I would have known the word.
Yeah, I think you would
if you would have.
All right, that's okay.
Yeah.
People know what I'm talking about.
Caves with water.
Yeah. And it's not like a cave. It's more like a hole.
Holes with water, people.
Water hole?
Water holes.
What? What? Could that
say,
be what it's called?
Aquahola. Is that more Spanish? Aguahola. Aguahola.
That's it. And so the idea, I have been happier thinking that we are all connected.
Yeah.
Every single one of us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why... When we have we can easily have compassion for someone, or when we hear someone who is struggling with their health or is passing, and we may not know them deeply,
mm-hmm.
we can feel deeply for them because mm-hmm. we're all connected.
Right,
we're all connected, and we choose to then just still feel gratitude, appreciation, mm-hmm. compassion, and care,
and that we can send vibratory energy, love.
Yes.
To those people.
Yes.
To ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
To those people, to the planet. And he proves in this little experiment that they track electromagnetic energy.
Yeah.
And they look at this one time where there was this huge spike of electromagnetic energy, and nowhere had there been this kind of a spike before, and it was on September 11th, 2001.
Mm. Right.
And they said the one thing that we all think could have done it was billions of people at one time feeling, you know, all these strong emotions, whether it be sadness, anger, you know, terror, but that created this kind of this spike in energy. So we are capable as a
because what you realize, the bad stuff is have happened before, but because the way technology is, and at that moment, I mean, the world was watching this happen in real time. When we've seen terrorist attacks happen, mm-hmm. I mean, you think about it, at that moment, the whole world, one plane already hit.
Right.
The whole world started watching.
That's exactly what...
Another plane
that's
hit.
Right. Exactly right.
The world continued to watch.
Yeah.
One tower went down.
World watching.
The world watched. I mean...
Not just local.
And also, not just after the fact.
Right.
I mean, bad things still happen.
Right.
But that was probably the first time where the whole world was watching it go down...
In real time.
In real time.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, like, well, why was that the first? One of the
because of that reason.
Of that very reason, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way to end the show.
Jeez, Julie.
Jeez, Mom.
Jeez, Julie.
Bring it up like that, huh?
Jeez, Julie.
Do you got a joke for me, girlfriend?
I don't know.
Did I have a joke already?
Do I have a joke?
I remember. I did not hear the joke, but I do know that I heard a conversation between you and Dad.
Yeah.
And the bathroom door was closed.
Dad was on the toilet.
Uh huh.
And he said something, and it was two lions, a female lion and a male lion, and they were having dinner. There was a Russian and a Czechoslovakian, mm-hmm. and they opened, and then they shot both lions to see what happened, and they opened up the female lion, and there was the Russian dude, mm. and then they said, "Oh, the Czech must be in the mail."
The check's in the mail.
Check's in the mail. Okay. Did that make you happier?
It made me happier, yeah. So how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.